Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ sanghaṃ namassāmi. There are very many different practices or elements to the practice, Buddhist practice. Lots of things we can do. Many different realms of the practices we do, formal meditation practices or meditation practices that are more integrated into everyday life. And then there are aspects of daily life that we watch over in terms of the precepts and so on. And there can be study or discussion or debate about the teachings, all these different things that we can do. Chanting and devotional practice, going to the monastery, learning about Buddhism one way or another. And there's, you know, Buddhist art or dance or whatever, wherever it might go. So it can become very diverse. And we can wonder, well, how does this all come together? Can be a good question, couldn't it? And it can come together, and it kind of needs to come together. And often this is when the big results can come, is when things come together. So we can be practicing different elements, say, you know, meditation, formal meditation, study, and walking meditation, walking up and down, sitting, reading, nothing special about any of it. It can seem like that for quite a long time. You know, we can keep going at it, and walking up and down with nothing special, or sitting, nothing really special. Reading, nothing really special. When is the special stuff coming? Or perhaps, you know, it's just really about just being aware, and never mind all these different things. All these things do have a result over time. It can be a bit like driving a car. When we're driving a car, you need to learn all the different skills of driving a car. Using the brake, and the, you know, instructor will get you using the brake a lot, one lesson, and then concentrate on steering or looking in the mirror or all these different elements of awareness of the road or all these kinds of things that we put particular attention on. All these things, as we're doing this, we're learning to drive, improving our driving. These things kind of drop together in the mind, don't they? They come together, and we just become aware of driving the car. These things become more automatic, and we're just driving. And then later on, maybe we take an advanced driving test, and we go back to school, and we have an instructor that gets into the refinement of steering more refined kinds of driving. Know, handbrake turns, or, you know, driving in the ice, whatever they do, and in advanced driving tests. So then we go back to school, and we'd learn new skills, and then we'd have to integrate them into our driving. And this is a bit like Dhamma practice, that we can learn certain skills, apply ourselves to certain areas of it, and then this will feed in, and we'll become a better driver. All this is within the context of mindfulness, and becoming more aware. And driving is mindfulness in the car. Being mindful of the car, say, being mindful of the whole driving process. The car, a kind of vehicle. This is a kind of vehicle. and all these different skills feed into this process as they become automatic. This is, it takes a bit of time, doesn't it, patience to, for these things to improve your driving. You can think, well, why not just be aware? And yet, you know, why not just drive a car? Actually, there's this lot of scope for improving our driving if we can take the skills of the master. You know, we take the skills of the Buddha and his disciples and the people who practice very hard and over very, very many years and manage to integrate them into our own practice, then we'll become a very good driver, and then our vehicle can go to all kinds of places that we never even imagined before. And they're quite naturally happy. We won't need to have to want to go there, or we won't be caught in craving about going there. We won't be worried about whether we go there or not. You know, go anywhere or not. We can be just be enjoying driving the car, and it will still go places. Like that. And each of us is going to have a slightly different vehicle, so they get caught up on comparing one vehicle with another. You know, one person might, you know, use that analogy, have a flipping great big lorry that they're driving around, a very steady, huge, great steady vehicle. Another person might have a very agile little car or a motorbike or something. You see, people developing as practitioners, you think, oh yeah, he's a real lorry, that one, or you know, he's a real racing car, that one, or being very quick to the point, or you know, very quick to make a good decision, or oh, he's steady as a rock, that one. You know, it's kind of different vehicles, isn't it, different characters. There's just the most enormous scope in this. Don't underestimate the potential. If we can keep going and be committed and keep our practice going through different circumstances, particularly if we can get our livelihood to be one that is in line with the practice, then we can really go places. And we can also and learn to accept where we are. You know, this doesn't mean that we don't, you know, accept and happy where we are, not itching to go places, not lacking in contentment where we are, and yet we still have this potential. Yeah. And these two don't exclude each other. So patience is the key in that. We can be happy where we are, and yet we can still go somewhere, go places. So I offer that for your reflection.